So as of yesterday, first-round NCAA tournament reality hit all the dreamy brackets out there that people have in their office pools. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen joins us, Takeaway Sports contributor. We'll talk about your bracket in a moment, but first of all, man, you really called it on that BYU-Florida game. Let's just listen to what you said yesterday.
BYU versus Florida, that's where you'll get Jimmer Fredette. He's averaged 21.7 points a game. So if you want to see a really good score, Jimmer Fredette, BYU, Florida.
And Jimmer Fredette delivered. Did you see that game?
I saw parts of it. I saw the end, obviously.
37 points.
Yeah, he dropped it. He made it happen.
He was unbelievable. How'd you call that?
Well, I mean, when you get a guy who can score a lot, who comes from a team that you haven't focused on, this is his opportunity to be on the national stage. He's proven that he can drop points on people all season long. This is his moment, and he took advantage of it.
Does he have a chance to go pro?
Well, I think, you know, he's kind of like
an
Adam Morrison style.
Yeah.
Where you're going to be able to drop points and maybe you can make transition to pros, maybe not.
That's what I love. I mean, it's all about the Hail Mary. Look at me, 37 points. All right, what happened to your bracket?
Well, my bracket did great. I would say that me and President Obama's brackets were similar. Me and President Obama's brackets had some similar things. The Murray State stuff hurt, but I'll tell you this. And this is going to be in the headlines throughout the country about the Big East. The Big East is the Big Least. And you'll see that on headlines all over the place because my brackets, I like the Big East because they were a power conference. They had 8 teams in the tournament. But Marquette went down, Georgetown went down, and Notre Dame went down. And those are 3 teams that I thought would do pretty well.
Now, let's recap. Old Dominion, number 11 seed, beats Notre Dame, a number 6. Number 14, Ohio, beat number 3, Georgetown, as you mentioned. And Murray State, number 13 seed, beats number 4.
And that was another one of President Obama's picks. And we'll get a couple of those Obama picks for this weekend as well.
Let's listen to that classic NCAA tournament upset sound.
And Old Dominion has defeated Notre Dame 51-50. Oh, my.
And 13-seeded Murray State has pulled off the opening round shocker.
You know, St. Mary's came within a whisker of beating Villanova, too. These early rounds are so exciting.
And that Villanova game, that was a prime example of the Villanova coach getting out-coached. Even though their team and the talent gap was so clear, but the Villanova team was out-coached, and that's going to hurt them going into the further rounds. If they don't address some of those late-game coaching stuff, then Villanova's in danger.
Well, I had to go to bed early last night, but I woke up this morning and I heard the story. Who's the guy who shot at the buzzer and won the game? Ismail Smith. There was a Hail Mary play, shot at the buzzer.
I think what you're seeing now, this is the thing. The three-point shot is the dagger in the NCAA tournament. So the first round, that's what you're going to get. So you get a team like Lehigh who was fighting with Kansas last night, but the reason why they couldn't go over the hump is they didn't have the three-point shot. But like with Marquette and with Washington, the reason why Washington was able to beat them is because they were playing three ball the entire game.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what you look for in the first round also, and that's what you saw yesterday.
Yeah, it was at Wake Forest at the buzzer, Ismail Smith, right?
And that was exactly. I think that was one of those. That was one of those.
It's not like I'm half asleep.
One of those games where the top seeds did very well yesterday, but the seeds that were closest, it was razor thin was the margin.
Well, we'll have a lot to talk about on Monday. Watch the tournament all weekend long.
It'll get all the way to the regionals, so it'll be exciting.
Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.